federal regulators push back a decision on what to do with a massive pile of waste in Kalamazoo. This is the Environment Report on Rebecca Williams. For decades, paper mills dumped waste into the Kalamazoo River. The waste contains polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs. People can be exposed to PCBs by eating fish from the river. The chemicals can cause cancer and other health effects. The biggest concentration of the waste is a 1.5 million cubic yard pile in a residential area in Kalamazoo. Lindsay Smith has been reporting on the controversy about what to do with the pile.
Now the EPA says it will release a feasibility study of the options for the pile by September. For a little perspective, this study was supposed to come out as far back as April 2011. There's a big effort to push the EPA to remove the pile completely, send it to a landfill in Wayne County that can handle this waste properly. The holdup on a decision seems to be the price tag. The landfill quoted $120 million, but the EPA thinks it'll cost three times as much. The pile is just one in an 80-mile stretch of the Kalamazoo River where regulators are cleaning up PCB contamination. Recently, I met up with Paul Ruche, an on-scene coordinator for the EPA, to check on the progress at a different site in Kalamazoo.
This is a section that we're working on right now. This is called SA-5A. It goes from Dutton Street to Walnut Street.
Ruche is in the middle of a project to dredge sections of Portage Creek that runs into the Kalamazoo River. Huge pumps divert the creek into pipes that loop the water around the section they're dredging. That way, the section they're dredging is dried out.
This stuff costs a lot of money. It costs me $3,000 a day just in fuel to keep all these pumps running.
This process is more expensive than regular wet dredging, but this way, the PCBs they're digging up here won't end up downstream where PCBs have already been cleaned up. It's not just PCBs they're cleaning up either. Bill Rose is the president and CEO of the Kalamazoo Nature Center.
We had huge concrete, railroad ties, telephone poles, junk, garbage. This used to be used as just a dumping site.
Now that the PCBs are getting cleaned up, Rose says the Nature Center will transform these 4 acres into an urban nature park.
If you can picture a beautiful wetland, a pretty bridge right here where you can sit on a bench, watch the stream, and as Paul said earlier, this stream most of the time runs clear and clean. It's actually a beautiful stream.
Once it's complete, the park will be within walking distance from some low-income neighborhoods that don't have access to parks like this. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.
This is the Environment Report. Federal scientists just wrapped up a look at the health of the nation's streams and rivers. It was a big effort, looking at 20 years of data. Darren Carlisle is an ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, and he's the lead author of the study.
If you were feeling sick and you went to the doctor, and all they did was took your temperature, you would kind of say, wait a minute, there's more to this than that. And so what we're learning here from this big assessment is just how many different parts and pieces of the ecosystem need to be monitored and integrated together in order to really understand, what do we need to go fix now?
He says they looked at how algae, fish, and aquatic insects and clams were affected by things people do on the landscape. They found 83% of the streams in agricultural and urban areas were negatively affected. But he says about 1 in 5 streams in these areas were doing pretty well. Those streams tended to have more natural flows and less runoff of pollution from roads and farms. That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.